It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom, now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision.
Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast, featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! Best day of the week.
So excited for the weekend and happy Canadian Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh yeah, it's true. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
We have to explain that there is a difference. I feel like a lot of people get confused as to why we have Thanksgiving on a different day. We are a different country, and I think we celebrate it for different reasons. Like, the reason why America celebrates Thanksgiving is different than the reason why we celebrate
Thanksgiving.
Ours is more to do with, like, the harvest.
I'm excited we're getting together with our family.
Did you know it's both sides?
Yeah.
Like, mom and dad's.
Yeah.
And you know Christina's coming into town. I know. I'm so excited.
With her baby.
Yeah.
Our
cousin is coming. She doesn't live here anymore. We grew up with her, but she's coming into town with her baby, and we're so excited.
Did you know that
Linda's coming for Christmas?
I know. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
I've been talking to Linda on the phone, like, more lately. For those of you who don't know, Linda is our aunt.
Yep.
Our dad's sister. And she got married to someone who lives in Georgia. So she moved to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, we haven't seen her in a little bit, so we're going to be seeing her for Christmas, which is so exciting. I'm jealous because you got to go to Georgia recently and spend some time there.
I know, so nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
You should go.
I want to. I really want to. It's just difficult because I do have some travel plans coming up, and right. I want to be, like, selective with the days that I'm going to be working remote or, just taking, like, some time off. So I'm looking into it more for, like, let's say
2024.
February. Yeah, definitely, like, still during our winter because I want to get out of the cold.
Yeah, it's honestly so brutal here. I was talking about it. I got my hair done yesterday and my colorist was just saying, I mean, she doesn't even celebrate Christmas. So for her, she doesn't care about snow at all. She's like,
celebrate Christmas.
She's Jewish.
I thought she was Italian. I thought her last name was Italian.
No, she's Jewish. Her and her husband are both Jewish.
Oh, okay.
You never knew. I feel like she's so Jewish.
She talks
about it all the time, too.
I don't really think she's ever spoken to me about her being Jewish. I just assumed she was Italian because her last name.
I guess. I mean, you could still be Jewish and be Italian.
Yeah, I know.
But she's definitely not. Like, she's Ashkenazi Jew.
Okay.
And very Eastern European, but she she was like, fine, I'll allow snow for the 1 week leading up to Christmas and then it can go away. And I was like, to be honest, I don't ski, so for me, I don't care if it goes away in January. But I know for a lot of people, they like the snow to stay a while because they like to ski every weekend. And I'm just saying, okay, the mountains can keep the snow and then the rest of it can just melt and go away.
Yeah.
Because the snow is so pretty in December, I have to be honest. Like,
yeah, and we also grew up with winters. So, like, for us, when it's Christmas time, we associate it to, like, the big snowflakes and, like, you know, like, cozying up by the fireplace and, like, putting on Christmas movies and stuff. So, for me, I feel like I need snow for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I think about, let's say, LA, when it's Christmas time, like, I feel like it wouldn't feel like Christmas if I was there.
No, and do you remember the one time we were on a cruise for Christmas and there was, like, Santa Claus on the beach?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, this is not the same.
No, it's really not the same. Like, he needs to be in snow.
Yeah, in the snow. I was like, Santa, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, mind you, we're like,
are you lost?
We were, like, drunk on the beach in Mexico with mom.
I wasn't drunk.
You weren't?
No, I was, like, 15 or 16.
Yeah, but you're in Mexico. I feel like they're giving us all alcohol.
I remember having, like, trying a Corona, but, like, I wasn't drunk.
Oh. The legal drinking age here where I live in Montreal is 18, but people, like, obviously start drinking well before that. I mean, not everyone, but it's just kind of normal.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for Thanksgiving because although we're not doing a turkey this year because our mom really doesn't want to and whatever, it's fine. Like, she definitely does not have to. We don't need to have the turkey. they're making, or my dad is making this big lasagna. Ooh. And my mom is making her like, her stuffing.
Yeah.
Even though it's not in the turkey, like people get confused because they're like, you're having stuffing but no turkey.
Well, there's like two different kinds of stuffing that mom makes.
Yeah. There's like the stuffing in the turkey and then there's like the meat.
She does like the meat with some dates and there's
so good.
Some not cashews, almonds? Walnuts. So she'll do that as like one stuffing and then there's another stuffing she makes that's like bread.
It's like the classic one that you would put like in the turkey.
Yeah.
So but good. I think she's just doing the...
with the cranberry sauce that she makes.
Oh my God. And mashed potatoes.
And then her gravy. Oh my God. That's going to be and so bread. Good. That's going to be so good.
Dude, that's like literally in a few days.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know. I can't wait.
And then I'm going to bring a dessert. I was trying to think of what to make because... obviously, pumpkin pie is not super popular. You know what you need popular. To make? What?
No, seriously, because I've been craving this.
What?
Your brownies. The half-baked harvest brownies.
Really? But that's not very Thanksgiving, is it?
Who cares?
I was going to make like an apple pie. Mom's not making
a turkey. That's true. Like the most Thanksgiving thing ever.
True.
We don't need to follow by the rules. Like,
yeah, we're literally having lasagna, but it's
and,
like
your brownies are such a success.
I know. Every single time I make them, people are like, this isn't the best brownie I've ever had. It's incredible. It's my
favorite
and they're
brownie.
So easy, Kyla. The easiest you thing
have to
I bake.
Show me, you have to give me the recipe.
It's half-baked harvest, guys. Literally search her crinkle top brownies or whatever, crinkle cut top brownies. The secret is that you use a little bit of coffee because coffee enhances the flavor of chocolate.
It's not even, first of all, it's the flavor.
Yeah.
But it's not even that. It's like you bake it to perfection where like the outside is like kind of crispy-ish.
Yeah.
But like the inside is like
moist.
The further to the middle you get is like almost not even baked.
It's so good.
I'm like, when I put it in my mouth, I barely have to chew. It just like melts in my mouth. And I'm a huge texture person.
Oh my God.
So it's like my favorite thing ever. It reminds me of Mama's brownies when we were growing up.
Yes.
Because my grandma or our grandma, she like when she was able to cook, she has like some really bad arthritis now. So it's like she gets very uncomfortable. But like back when we were younger, when she would always cook and bake for the family, she would make these brownies that were just the best brownies.
Honestly, everything ever. She makes.
Everything
her crescent makes. Cookies oh my god. Maybe I'll make those also
please make your brownies.
Okay, I'll make the brownies. I'll see if I can make the crescents. There's like these oatmeal crescent cookies with like almond flour, so they have like this almondy oatmeal-y taste. They're so yummy. And I was gonna make an apple pie, but that just seems complicated honestly.
I think that like people are so obsessed with your brownies that like no one's gonna be like, why don't we have an apple pie? Like I wouldn't even think about it. I would just be so happy that you made your brownies.
Okay,
like I really want them.
Thank you. You're really boosting my ego right now.
Oh my God, you're a great cook, Alex. Thanks. I've never told you that.
No.
Oh well, you're an amazing cook
or baker.
Both.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you've ever made anything that I've had and didn't like.
You know what, so here's the thing. Dan always kind of laughs because he's like, oh, Alex can't cook. But there's a difference between Daniel cooking where he just knows what goes well together.
Yeah.
Whereas I have to follow a recipe. But some people follow recipes and it's still bad. Yeah. I feel like I do a really good job.
You do a really good job. Like, I feel like when you follow recipes, it tastes like what it should taste like, you know?
Exactly.
Whereas, like, I think for me, when I follow recipes, it's not that it tastes bad, but I feel like a lot of the time it's like maybe I'm not measuring things properly, or like sometimes like I'll overcook things or things like that. It's still like edible and like enjoyable, but it's not. I feel like you're just really, you're better than me at least.
Oh, well, thank you. That's really nice.
But I also make like very, very simple things. Like I'll get like a Portuguese chicken from the grocery store that I just have to throw in the oven. It's already marinated. I'll make like quinoa and rice. I'll grill some vegetables. I'll make like salads and stuff. And like even for the salad dressings, like I want to get better at this because right now I just buy Mandy's salad dressing.
You can buy those?
At the grocery store, yeah.
You know that you can make them, right? They're in the book. Yeah. You have the book.
I have the book. I have both of her books. But again, it comes down to laziness.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm not the best with like the proportions of things, okay. like the measurements.
Do you have measuring cups and measuring spoons?
I do, but for some reason, like there's just always something that's off. And I'm not good at knowing what it is that's missing.
Okay. I guess I'm a little bit better at that. And also, I made a point of, before I even got pregnant, learning how to cook certain things. Like I wanted to know at least 3 go-to meals that I could just make without looking at a recipe that yeah. were good. Like, do you remember that chickpea curry I used to make?
Yes,
that I pour over rice. So that I can make. I make this really good vodka pasta. Oof, that's incredible. Yeah. So yummy.
You know what I want to try of yours?
What?
Your mushroom soup that you were telling me about.
Oh my God. I'll make that. We'll have like maybe I'll make it. We can have dinner together before we do that Halloween thing.
I'm really down. And also, actually, it's whatever. I'll just say it on the podcast. But Jess has been messaging me. She really wants to do like a pumpkin painting night.
Oh, cute.
And like just before we started recording, she told me again. She's like, sorry, I'm so annoying about this, but I really want to do it. But I was like, first of all, you're not annoying.
No,
I want to do this too. And then I said, my sister should join us because she really likes that type of stuff.
I love. Does she care if I come?
Not at all.
Okay, that would be so fun.
She's always saying like, let's do something with your sister. Let's do something with your cousins. Yay. So,
can have like a little girls' night.
Yeah, and then we can make like a healthy dinner, like that soup.
I mean, it's not the healthiest meal in the world because I'm going to be making it taste real good. I'm not going to be skipping out on all the fats and creams.
Healthier than, let's say, if we were to like order food.
Like get McDonald's.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But there was something I was going to say and I forgot. What was it?
I don't know.
Anyways, if it comes back to me, I'll let you know. Oh,
what?
I remember. Have you seen that viral butternut squash pasta?
Oh my God. I literally was just thinking about that I wanted to make that.
It looks so good. So I've been looking on TikTok for a bunch of recipes that
Did
I could
make. Did
you
send it to me?
That it's one? Possible.
Why? Okay, that's weird that I saw that.
Well, it's like,
I saved
it's
it.
It's like going viral. Oh, it's okay. Like, remember that feta pasta or like that goat cheese pasta? It's like the same. It's going viral.
Okay.
But so I saw that and I was like, I really want to make that. And then there's like all of these other recipes that I've been seeing, of like girls making on TikTok or even guys. And they seem like very simple, like something that I could 1000% make on my own. And what I like about it is that it's not too tedious. And these videos are like 15 seconds long. And like you have all of the ingredients and like they say, like the measurements of everything, how long you have to like put it in the oven for or cook it for or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I could definitely do this.
You know what you should get? That, because for me, a big thing that turns me off with cooking, because I'm not fast at cutting or chopping. And then like I really
that
hate
Amazon thing?
Messes. Well, it's that thing that like for onions and vegetables, you just like press down and then it like
I looked it up. And I was going to get it. But like, again, remember that this was might have been a few episodes ago where I was like, sometimes I can't justify like spending money on things that are just too expensive. And it's not that this is expensive, but it's like I have a really good cutting board and I have really good knives.
Well, like, if you don't mind cutting.
So I'm like, I could get lazy sometimes. And like I almost ordered that thing off Amazon. But right before I was about to check out, I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I have knives and I have a cutting board. Like the cutting board that dad got me, first of all, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And so I might as well make use of it. And then he also got me this whole knife set.
Ugh, nice. I need new knives, actually. My knives are so shit. But I do that trick to dice your onion where you like cut it in half and then you turn it on the side and you do the little slices and then you turn it on the side again and you
Do you know the pepper cutting hack?
Yes, I do. But I find for me, it's like, even like the peeling the carrots and chopping the carrots, I'm like, it's fine. I don't mind it. But my issue is like the time frame of how long it takes me to cook. Because okay, let's say a recipe says 40 minutes or 20 minute prep time, 40 minute cook time, right? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, an hour. Then it'll take me like an hour and a half because I'm so slow at like prepping.
Okay.
So I always have to think like, okay, this is gonna take me way longer than normal. Whereas Dan is so fast. So like there are times where I'm like, hey, Dan, do you mind just dicing the onion and doing the vegetables while I'm getting everything else ready? And then we'll kind of like work like a team, which is nice. But I hate that I'm not, I know it just takes practice, but I hate that I'm not just good at it. You know, like, I just wish I was just naturally good at it.
Just because you're not as fast as him doesn't mean you're not good at it.
No, like, I'm very, like, I'm not good.
Really?
The other day I made my pasta and I cut the onions, like, ugh, it was just so bad. He's like, you didn't even take off the proper, like, the top layer, so you have all this green. Like, I was like, oops. He's like, you didn't take off enough. I was like, but I took off, like, the skin. He's like, no, you have to take off, like, a lot more than you think. Oh, I was like, okay, oh, such a waste of an onion. He's like, yeah, but for cooking, anyways, whatever. It was good. Or
I mean, Dan is really good at cooking too. It's not that I've had a crazy amount of his meals, but like, I've seen him cook and I see things incredible. He makes, and it's like, it looks so good.
But he, from a young age, always cooked because like he had to for himself. Yeah. So like, he well also because he was very adventurous with things he wanted to try. And so like, let's say his family was making, I don't know, like chicken and mashed potatoes and vegetables, like it's a great meal, but he's like, oh, I want to try like Indian style. So then he would like try it himself, like take the food the next day for leftovers and then like try it out a different way with different spices and make it different. And he just really liked that because he was super, I guess, adventurous.
But I also feel like Dan is the type of person that like he has like good senses.
Yeah, he does.
So like,
he loves food.
He, in his mind, he can like think of a flavor or like different flavors and then put them together, and like most people wouldn't think of that, and then like it turns out amazing, whereas like for me I would mix two spices together that like really shouldn't go together, and then it tastes like it's like so salty it'll burn your tongue.
It's funny because Dan, I think I've said this on the podcast or maybe it was YouTube or whatever, but he always wanted to go to culinary school, like from a young age he wanted to be a chef. And what turned him off from it was there was this one man who was a member at the pool that he worked at. And the man said, if you want to have a family one day, like, do not be a chef. Because the hours that you work, the amount that you work, because he was a chef.
Yeah.
And he was like, I never see my kids.
Yeah.
And so that turned Dan off because he, like, there's nothing Dan wanted
to be. Well, yeah, because when you're a chef, for the most part, or, like, if you, I guess, like, if you want to, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, a lot of chefs, I think of, like, nighttime.
Yeah, I mean, this is just what this chef told Dan. And it was like one person who said it, but Dan was like, it turned him off.
Yeah.
And so, but just because he didn't go to culinary school doesn't mean he didn't teach himself. Like literally all he watches on TikTok, or I mean, he doesn't have TikTok, but he watches like YouTube shorts and anything he watches on social media is like cooking related.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
It's his favorite thing. Anyways, I will get back to you on my skills as the time goes on. And maybe I will be as good as mom and dad one day. Where I could just throw stuff together.
Yeah, I know. I hope so too. I remember being a kid and like mom would, or like not even a kid. It was also like as a teenager where it's like I could easily make my own salad or my own sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would want mom to do it.
It tasted better.
Not because I was lazy, but because I was like, it just tastes better.
But that is true, Kyla. When people make...
Even dad with his omelets. Yeah. I've tried to recreate dad's omelets so many times. And there's just something that he does. Like, I don't know what
it is. It's love.
But dad, dad and mom, like, it's like... I mean, they've been doing it for so many more years than us.
Yeah. But I think mom was taught by... I could be wrong. Mom, if you're listening to us, you could text us. I believe her mom taught her. It's like she would like watch mama cook all the time.
Yeah.
And like that. And then same with daddy. Daddy would like watch his mom cook.
Okay.
And I think you just learn a lot that way. For me, I never had any interest. So not like I'm standing there watching mom cook as a kid. I just didn't care. I liked what I liked. And I was such a picky eater. But one thing that I love that mom made me were her wraps. She used to make this wrap for me for lunch like every single day of like sec one and sec two. Literally turkey lettuce and mayo and cheese. But like, or probably there was like a combination of something. I don't know what it was, but when she would make me these wraps, they were so good and I would crave them. I'm thinking about it now and like I want one.
Ooh.
It's so simple but so good for some reason, and anytime I try to make it I'm like, this doesn't taste the same.
You should add cucumber in there.
Oh my god, with cream cheese?
Yeah. No, not cream cheese.
No,
add like maybe like a light layer of mayo.
I like a lot of mayo. I'm a mayo girl.
Okay.
Do you like mayo?
I do, actually. When you guys left mom and dad's the other night, dad made hot dogs.
Oh, he made them.
And I'm so jealous. I had two huge hot dogs. And on...
With mayo?
I put so much mayo on them. And then I added the potato salad with... like, and the potato salad has mayo.
Wait, I've never heard of mayo on a hot dog.
Me neither.
You just felt like
it. I was just like, there was just, I put mayo on the table without thinking. And I was like, kind of want to have mayo in my hot dog. And so I did it and it was so good. And then I was like, I'm going to add my potato salad on top of the mayo. So it's like even more mayo. It was so good.
You know what Dan's making for dinner tonight?
What?
Paprikash kumpli.
Oh, yum. I'm jealous.
It's a Hungarian dish. It's basically just like sausage and potatoes with paprika and like spices and onions. But it's so good. And he does something different. It's
comfort food.
He doesn't do it the same way Mama does it. So it doesn't taste like nostalgic. It's like his own take on it. But it's so good. And I always like mash my potato. Anyways, we're really talking a lot about food right now.
I'm such a foodie at heart though.
I know, same. I
remember when I used
to
film my mukbang videos.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, on YouTube.
The only person I liked, actually that's a lie, there was two people I liked that were like, I guess they're classified as mukbangers, was Stephanie Sue, because I loved her true crime. Like, she used to always talk about like true crime stuff.
Yeah,
and I loved her. And Steph Pappas.
I love Steph Pappas. I liked both of them too.
I just like, but that was like 2017, 2018 that I would watch.
I think they're both still uploading all the time on YouTube. And I see Steph Pappas on TikTok.
I love her.
I know, I love her too.
It's like so crazy. I remember a year ago, this is so sad, but her dad passed away in a car accident.
I can't even think about that. Like I saw a video recently, she posted his 1 year.
Oh my God.
And I still remember like the day that you sent me.
I bawled my eyes out, Kyla. Like, her dad reminded me so much of Daddy.
I know.
And I don't think I've ever been more affected by someone's death who I've never met.
I know, same.
On to a happier note, what travel plans are you thinking of? Do you want to talk about on the podcast? You'd rather wait until things are more
I would rather wait until things are more, like, set in stone, because right now everything is up in the air.
Okay.
But I will say that I am, like, I do really want to go to Florida with Jess this winter.
Nice.
For, like, at least a week, like, during the holidays, actually. Like, I would leave Christmas Day, ideally.
What?
Yeah. Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper to fly.
Can you not fly in the morning, though, so we can open presents with Arky together?
I mean, I'll see what time flights leave, but if I could leave in the evening, like,
or the afternoon, at least.
Yeah. But I want to go to Florida with her and like be there for New Year's and
that'd
just
be fun.
Kind of like get away from winter for a little bit. And like just work remotely. But I mean, like, that's not set in stone. Like, I still have to figure
out
what's happening and like, you know, book everything. But I would love for that to happen. And then yeah, the other stuff is like really up in the air. So like I really don't know. I mean, not that I don't know, but I won't talk about it until like it's actually something that.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
Well, I have a trip in a little bit over a month that is officially booked.
It's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
Where are you going again?
I don't want to say on the podcast. I don't want to say yet.
Okay.
It's a surprise. So I am just very, very excited.
Oh, I know.
We are going with I'm going with Dan and Arky and some other people, and I'm just like, this has been a dream of mine for a very long time, and I'm happy it worked out this way, because it was going to be another trip at first and then that fell through and this came up and it was like 10 times better, and I was like, oh my god, this is a dream.
Yeah,
so I'm very, very excited, and I can't wait to like be able to talk about it. The reason why I'm not saying anything yet is because I feel like the last time I spoke about a trip so openly before I went, it like didn't happen last minute.
Yeah.
And I just like, I got so upset.
Yeah.
And then I had to like go on social media and be like,
you jinxed it.
Kind of. And I was like, okay, we're not going anymore. And then it was so awkward. So I'm like, I'm just, yeah, we're going somewhere, but I'm not going to say where.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, superstitious.
I get that.
But I was thinking of maybe going to Boston in the fall with Mom. And I don't know if you would want to do that or if you can with work.
Well, we were talking about New York.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to work.
I mean, I'll see. And to be honest, like, I can't. It's not like I could take a bunch of trips. And then also, we were talking about something at the beginning of December.
Well, yeah, that's like, I would rather do that one.
Yeah, so like, that's just kind of like where my head's at now, where it's like, maybe I'll do that one at the very beginning of the month of December.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll go to Florida at the end of the month.
Yeah.
But like, anyways.
The one that, like, the one Kyle and I are talking about would be like kind of half business trip, half leisure, I guess. But yeah, it would be very quick. But it'd be so fun if we were able to make that work. Regardless, we have a lot of fun things planned work-wise and personal-wise, and it's just exciting. I find, like, fall to a lot of people can be kind of, like, sad because it's, like, the beginning of winter.
Yeah.
But for me, this time period is, like, there's one exciting thing after the other. It's, like, the fall. I love the colors. I love sweater weather. I love all the activities that come with fall. I love Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then we have all the holiday stuff and watching all the holiday movies and the snow and Christmas and New Year's, and then I'm done after that.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, now I'm annoyed.
Well, yeah, because then it's like you have nothing really to look forward to besides summer, and like that's in so long. Like January, we also don't get February. Spring. Yeah, our springs are like non-existent at this point.
Like it literally snows in April, and we literally had an ice storm in April where we lost power for a week. It was just awful. The worst. And that was April. People in other places in the world were like, it's so beautiful outside. I'm like, I'm literally living in an igloo right now.
Ugh, that was the worst. I hated that.
We did a run for breast cancer awareness and research on the weekend, this past weekend. We ran 5K together.
That was like the hardest 5K of my life because it was so hot out.
It was really hot.
I was like dying.
I wish I would have dressed appropriately because I was in like black leggings. You too.
Well, I was in black leggings, then I had my sports bra.
But I feel so like I could have worn shorts.
But still, but even at that, dying. I was dying.
But I don't know. I did a best time. I was like, whoa. I wasn't expecting to run that fast.
Yeah. No, it was really good.
And like, the whole event went well. CIBC raised, was it 12.4 or 14 point?
I think it's like 14 point something million for breast cancer just this year so far.
That's insane. That's so good.
I know, that's really, really good.
So we did that. That was really nice. We've been kind of dealing with like the beginning of like the season colds, so like all the sicknesses that come with it with kids. So it's just been kind of like one thing after the other that we're just like, ugh, it's just annoying, you know? Like right now I have a cold.
Well, like I'm sneezing.
Yeah, and you for sure caught it from Marky.
From Marky, yeah.
So it's just like, it's that time. It's whatever. It's fine. But other than that, things are pretty much the same.
Yeah, I mean, like we recorded a week ago, so like not much has changed in that week.
No, we were going to do a road trip to Vermont. I ended up going with my mom, which was really fun, but we left later in the day, so we didn't get to do as much as we wanted to. We just literally went for Trader Joe's and Crumble and then came back. And I was so annoyed because Crumble sent me this voucher, which was so nice of them because they saw my TikTok video from Maine. They're like, oh, we'd love for you to like use this use this voucher for your next purchase. And I was like, oh my God, that's great. So I used it and I wanted to film a cookie review and I filmed it with mom and then it got deleted. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I was so angry. I saw the video. But then today I recorded another video and part of it got deleted. I don't know what's going on. It's not like, okay, the one with mom, I think I accidentally deleted it. But today I did it. And part of it was just gone when I saved it as a draft.
That's so weird.
So now I'm like, I'm just not going to record in TikTok anymore. I'm just going to record on my phone. But it's okay. So the topic for today is, I actually don't know the topic because I don't know what I'm going to title the episode because we're going to do a Q&A. I asked on stories to send us in some questions.
Yes. And I mean, the title could be like, you ask, we answer kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. The most like popular, most asked questions that I thought were appropriate, we could answer.
Okay. So the first one is favorite childhood memory.
I had a really hard time thinking about this because I have a lot.
I know, same. Like, I don't have something that, like, really stands out to me. Like, I think the one thing that really stood out to me, or, like, the one that I keep thinking of at least, is our summer pool days.
Mm-hmm.
Synchro swimming and, like, being with, like, my summer pool friends and, like, you know, doing the whole, like, lip sync, like, rehearsing for lip sync and, like, that whole community was a lot of fun. And it was also like there was no school.
Yep.
It was like nice weather out.
I have a few.
It was fun.
So that was definitely like popped into my mind. I was like, I guess I was trying to think seasonal. So summer, obviously anything to do with the summer pools and that whole thing you just said, even swimathon, like how fun that was.
Yeah.
And then I also really loved I also really loved Christmas time, because we always had the tradition of doing Christmas Eve at my mom's parents' house with like our mom's side of the family, and then Christmas morning was with us, obviously, and then at night we would go to like my aunt's house on my dad's side, and all of like my dad's side of the family was there with all the kids.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun, and every year it'd be crazy, and like I just loved that. We had like good
food.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision.
But in like the Christmas tree. Oh yeah, I remember one of my favorite memories would always be like the few weeks leading up to Christmas, where it was like it would get dark out early and we already had our Christmas tree with the lights set up, mm-hmm. and we'd have like a few presents under the Christmas tree already. And mom would put that like wreath or whatever it's called.
The garland
on like our banister with the lights. And it would be nighttime and we were going to bed, and like my room, if I had the door open, I would just see like the lights flickering.
Oh, it's
and
it was so like relaxing. So
calming. That was like a really good memory, and like this just the smell of the Christmas tree.
We always had a real tree, yeah. So it smelled really good, and I just loved the whole Christmas vibe. I think this is why I love holidays so much, because it's just so comforting from childhood. Like that feeling of being a kid and being excited for Santa, excited for presents, excited for all like the home cooked meals, yeah. and getting together with family and playing and laughing. And I believed in Santa for so long. Oh, if anyone's listening with kids right now, sorry. But
I don't think anyone would listen with their kid. We talk about things sometimes.
Yeah, it's like true. It's true. But yeah, I believed in Santa till I was like 12. I'm not even kidding. Because I was like, all my friends would be like, when I was 8 years old, they're like, Santa's not real. But then daddy would be like, he's real if you believe in him. And so I was like, I believe. Also, I want that extra present.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I feel like you believed in Santa, like, or you stopped believing in him before I did.
Yeah, because like I was young, and I remember like when I found out.
Really?
Yeah, our uncle was talking to one of our cousins who was like a teenager at the time, and I was still really young. And he's like, so and so, do you still believe in Santa? And he's like, no. And I was there playing with my toys, and I was like,
no. Oh my god, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
A lot of people know there's like a trend, or not a trend, I would say there's a lot of parents that are not telling their kids about Santa because they don't want to like lie to them. And I was like, I feel like I lie to my kid every day. Sorry, the TV can't turn on, TV's broken.
Elf on a Shelf.
I think that was more like the generation before me.
Really?
Because a lot of moms I know that are my age don't do that.
Okay, because I know a lot of moms now that like...
But are they older than me?
No.
Oh,
and they have kids that are like maybe just like 2 years older than Arky, and like they all talk about Elf on a Shelf.
Oh, weird. For me, it's like, I mean, this is the thing with social media, is you're seeing such a big spectrum, but there's like a big discourse about like how it's so wrong to tell your kids that like this old white man comes into your house and like leaves presents for you and like whatever. I was like, listen,
that didn't mess with us.
I loved believing in Santa, and when I found out Santa wasn't real, I did not think my parents lied to me. I was like, okay, magic's done.
A part of growing up.
I don't know, I just didn't feel that way. So and neither did Dan. So we're like, I'm just gonna, you know, tell my kid about Santa. Like
so extreme.
People, and if other parents are not gonna tell their kids, that's fine. That's their decision.
Yeah,
I don't care. So. Yeah. Actually, you know what's so funny is today I was up at the park with Arky, and there were so many other parents there, just like their kids were playing and they were just sitting on their phone. And like, this is not me judging other parents being on their phone. Like, I don't care. Do what you want. It was more just like it made me think back to my childhood. And I was like, there was no cell phones back then. So what did our parents do when we were at the park?
They were present with us, or they would like talk to their friends.
Yeah. But let's say like dad took me to the park by myself, you know,
he'd be playing with you.
But not even. Sometimes he would like sit and watch me, or like I had you to play with, or whatever. But it, I was just like, because now with cell phones, everyone is just like glued to their phone.
Yeah.
You know? And like, obviously, being a parent is really hard. And like, I don't know what people are going through that day. Like, maybe it was a really hard day and they just like need a break.
Yeah.
Or like just scrolling on their phone for like a split second while their kid plays in the sand. That's why I like don't care. But I was like, what did parents do back when we were kids? If they're, let's say, having a hard day and like needed a break, what did they do? I'm curious.
I don't know. Like watch TV, talk to their friends.
Yeah. Mommy, if you're listening, let us know.
Mom would talk on the phone all the time.
No, when we were like at the park.
She was probably talking to like her girlfriends that also had kids our age.
So she would only go to the park if there was other people?
Or she would just like watch us.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. When I was sitting there watching Arky, I was like, this is fucking boring.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure mom would probably think the same.
And I was like, I don't want to go on my phone right now because I don't know how long these days are going to last, you know? I was like, he's so cute.
I know, he's so cute. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Why don't you see so-and-so?
Yeah, I wrote so-and-so. I wrote these down in a list, by the way. It's because there was a lot of questions of like, why don't you see this person? Why you see that person anymore? And just to be clear, guys, I feel like this is such a weird thing that like, just because I'm not posting someone on social media doesn't mean I don't see them. Like, I see a lot of people that I don't post on social media.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe people I used to post back in the day that are either now no longer comfortable being on social media, or I just don't pull out my phone or my camera when I'm with them because I'm just, like, catching up with them. So, I don't know. There's, like, a lot of questions about, like, why don't we see certain people? And I'm just like, we do. We see them all the time. I just don't, like, post about it online. Yeah. I feel like I said this before that I'm trying to, like, set more boundaries within, like, what I'm sharing.
Yeah, and also, online. Like, you want to be able to live in the moment more.
Yes, exactly.
What do we argue about and how do we resolve conflict?
I feel like this has changed a lot since we got older.
Yeah.
Because when we were kids, you fight about, like, Polly Pockets or, like, Barbies or whatever. And then as teenagers, we fought about, like, makeup and clothes.
Yeah.
And our fights were, like, way more intense.
And, like, we didn't talk about things
at all.
It was just fighting.
It would be like, let's say mom and dad intervening and like being like, say sorry to your sister, or like, yeah, apologize. Yeah. But like, you don't actually feel sorry. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, like, sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
Sorry that you're a bitch.
Like, I'm sorry that you're such an annoying little brat. I fucking hate you.
Honestly, having a sister is like the best and the worst at the same time. Like, it's so funny. God. And all, especially as teenagers, when you're close in age, like we're 2.5 years apart. Yeah.
Oh my God, girls are crazy.
But I wouldn't change it at all. Any of
no,
that.
No, me neither. I like the fact that like I have a sister.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my life would be so different if I had a brother.
Remember, we used to always talk about it. We're like, imagine we had a brother that was like older and hot and like had hot friends and then would like drive us around places.
Oh my God.
And I remember I was saying this and Daniel's like, absolutely not. That would never happen.
I feel to my core, if I had an older hot brother, that his friends would like probably chirp him about the fact that he has two hot sisters. And at least one of them would have a crush on like either one of us.
Oh, I would totally try to date.
And I would totally try to date one of my brother's friends. But only if my brother was like cool and like had cool friends. If he was weird,
which is probably more likely.
No, I feel like if we had a brother, he'd be so cool.
You think?
Yeah.
I was weird.
I feel like he'd be like very athletic, like
probably.
I feel like he'd be like Dan.
Well, like it runs in our, both our parents were athletes, so like that definitely runs in our genes. But also, daddy was very shy as a kid, which I took after. I guess so was,
yeah,
mom.
I feel like our brother would be kind of like our cousin Rick. But like so more cute. Sporty, but like that type of personality.
Yeah, our cousin Rick has like the best personality. It's such a cute personality.
But like, you know,
yeah,
his personality with like Dan's athleticism.
Literally not us making up an imaginary brother. I'm sorry. I feel like people have for sure done this in their life.
Oh yeah, and I already like know what he would look like and like what his friends would look like and like the fights we would get in.
Do you think he would be blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
You think he'd be brunette?
Yeah.
I was like a random case.
Yeah, no, I genuinely, truly, deep down to my core believe that if we had an older brother, he would be brunette and have more my features.
Yeah.
And like muscular, like take after dad, like his body type, but more tall like mom, let's say.
I would literally be a middle child.
And you'd be a middle child, which is crazy
awful
to think of. and you would be the one, the odd one out that has like blonde curly hair and green eyes.
Glasses, pimples, braces, the whole nine yards.
And then I would be like the younger bratty sister that's like
the baby that gets away with everything.
Gets away with everything. And I'm like baby.
But did you know that mom wanted a third?
Yeah.
After you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Thank you, Dad.
Because if I was a middle child, there's no way.
No, I'd run away.
I would be crazy as a middle child. Could you imagine?
As teenagers? But imagine we had a younger brother. I feel like we'd protect him.
I feel like I would only... Yeah. No, I feel like as a teenager, I would have been a bitch. And then, like, as I'm, like, this age, I would, like, be very protective over him.
Yeah.
I
feel like I don't give off older sister vibes, though. I know you always say I do because I'm, like... very maternal and like whatever, but there's like a part of me that I'm like, I feel like you should have been the older sister.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like in a lot of ways you're more mature. And like even growing up, you were more mature.
You find?
Well, like you just didn't stand for things. Maybe you just, the things that would like make me insecure, you weren't insecure about. So I just would like focus on that. Do you know what I mean?
You're just more sensitive about things. Like you were very fragile.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'm sensitive. I'm so sensitive. And
I feel like you're more sensitive now.
I'm more sensitive now, but, like, growing up.
Because, Kyla, grade six, you were, like, a trendsetter. And you had a ton of friends.
I was a trendsetter.
You were That's a trendsetter. You wore a freaking bathrobe tie in so your weird. Hair.
Don't even remind me of that time.
Then people were copying you.
But I was never. Anyways, yeah.
How we resolve now. We are at a place where we just communicate.
Yeah.
We literally just talk about it.
Yeah.
And also realize that, like, even if someone reacts in the way that you don't want them to react in, like, no one's perfect. And then if you're able to talk about that afterwards, then, and like...
just, like, move on from it.
Exactly. Then, yeah. Like, don't linger on things. You don't want to also hold resentment. So I think it is important to talk about stuff that bothers you.
Yeah, me too. Okay, next one. Favorite TV shows as a kid?
Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Goosebumps. How did I know that you were going to say those two?
Because you knew they were my favorite.
Okay, so I really loved like Disney Channel. So I loved Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay, but are we like talking about kid or like older. Teenager? Because I have different ones for different like
yeah,
kids
okay,
and then
so
teenager.
Like when I was a kid, what did I like watching? I don't really remember the shows.
Did you like Rugrats? I used to love Rugrats.
I liked Rugrats. I liked
Sailor Moon. I was a huge Sailor Moon fan. I actually really liked Digimon. I wasn't a big Pokemon girl, but I liked Digimon. I liked Cardcaptors. Cardcaptors was this like anime. I
hated those shows.
You hated those? I liked Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball. I loved that.
Oh! Arthur?
Oh, Arthur was so good.
What was that giant red dog?
Clifford.
Clifford. I liked that show.
I don't think I ever watched that. Did you ever watch, remember that show that was like the two gross bugs that was like, it happened to a friend of a friend of mine? It was like, oh, yes. Creepy Stories.
Yes, I loved that show.
Me too. I loved that show.
Oh, what was that show with like that white bear that was friends with other animals? Rupert?
Oh my God, Rupert.
I really liked that show. Or like the Berenstain Bears.
I don't remember watching that.
I watched that.
I think that we had a movie of that. But I don't know
I'm
if
I'm trying to think of what else.
Dragon Tales when we were like, because we used to watch that with our neighbor.
Dragon Tales.
Dudley the Dragon was one. Monster by Mistake. Do you remember Monster by Mistake?
Yes, I actually saw a video on TikTok recently with the intro song. I was like, whoa.
I knew all the words.
Oh, what was that like? Roly Poly Oly?
Oh my God.
Or those people that lived in space there.
Huh?
They lived in space.
And the Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
And the Flintstones. Those were like kind of old.
I loved that show.
There was a phase that we went through that we loved America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, wait. I loved America's Funniest Home Videos. What was that other show?
And we also went through a phase of... What? You scared me.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh my God. Dexter's Lab.
DD. Get out of my laboratory. I loved that.
I feel like, I wonder how many of these were Canadian shows and how many people actually know. Because then as we got older, we got the Family Channel, which was the Canadian version of Disney Channel because we didn't have satellite. But we had like Videotron or whatever.
Yeah.
So we got all of like the Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And so we started watching all those. I feel like I was a bit old to watch them. Like I was like 15 or 16, but I still loved it.
I mean, to be honest, sometimes now I'll put on
like, well, that's because it's like nostalgic. I'm, like, trying
to sleep or whatever.
I liked Wizards of Waverly
Place.
But
like now when I watch these shows, I'm like, it's so stupid. But like I also,
well, it's
it
like
makes me feel like
when comfort. I watch Halloween Town, I'm like, this is actually an awful movie,
oh
but
God,
it's
Alex,
so good.
You know what I did the other night?
What?
I went into the den like the night that you guys were over before you left.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you guys watching? It was Dan, Arky, and Dad. And they were watching Hotel Transylvania. And I was like, oh, that's
such a cute movie.
That movie is so cute. I haven't seen it in so long. And then I came home and I put it on. Aww. And I watched the whole thing. And then there was one time Arky was watching A Bug's Life.
Oh, my God.
And then I came home and I put it on. But, like, that one was so stupid. So I turned
Do you know that, like, I can't put that movie on for him? It, like, actually really scared him.
Really?
Like, the grasshoppers. I didn't realize how scary it was because I hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's really into bugs right now. I'm like, let's put on A Bug's Life. It's
about another
ants.
I know another show.
Another show?
As a kid.
What?
Scooby-Doo.
Yes, we were super into Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I love
but
Scooby-Doo.
Then when we got into be like teenagers, because there was like the Disney Channel shows, but then do you remember 16?
Yeah,
that cartoon
yes.
show? Though I loved that. And then there was what was that show where it was like a stepbrother and stepsister, but they were so clearly in love? They like lived together and it was like so awkward and like problematic, but I just loved that. Life with Derek.
Life with Derek.
This is Life with Derek. Yeah. I think that was a Canadian show. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I really liked Zoom. Come on in, Zoom. Come on in. Zoom.
Did I don't you think I ever got into that show.
Or Uh-Oh with the slime. No. Yeah. Anyways, there are so many shows that we're literally talking. I loved TV.
Recording? Oh, only 50 minutes.
I loved TV as a
me
kid.
Me too.
But yeah, I think Are You Afraid of the Dark and Goosebumps. I still watch those. And they're still scary.
I've so long. But there's a new movie coming out. I think it's a Goosebumps. Or like a new series, Goosebumps.
It's R.L. Stine was a genius.
Also, guys, I watched this movie last night on Netflix. It's so good. It's called Anywhere. Okay. Highly recommend.
Is it scary or thriller?
It's like thriller. Like okay. It's not like horror. Like a scary movie where you're going to like not be able to sleep at night. It's right. Just more like the idea of it is like really scary. But okay. It would never happen to
Anywhere?
You. Anywhere. It's in Spanish. Yeah, it's in Spanish, but there's subtitles. But like, Okay. Trust me when I say it's so good. Like, I started watching it. Sophia came over last night.
Okay.
To catch up. I started watching it and she came over when I was like 30 minutes in. So I paused it and then I was like kind of telling her about it. And then she's like, okay, I think I'm going to get going. And I was like, oh, just like watch a little bit of the movie with me. And there was like over an hour left.
And she stayed.
And she ended up staying and we finished the whole movie together. And she left like super late. Because we both got so into it.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. I'll
highly recommend, but not for Arky.
Are you watching Love is Blind?
No, I hate that show.
Oh, okay.
So I hate reality TV shows.
Really?
I don't like reality.
At all. No. Well, you know it's not really real. Like a lot of it's real,
but
a lot of
it's fake. I just think it's like, that's a lie. I watch the Kardashians sometimes. I actually just binged their latest season and then they have one episode or maybe two now of their latest season.
Oh,
I've been like into it. Okay. But like I go through phases even with that.
You should watch the original seasons of the Kardashians. It
I
is
feel like
unhinged.
I wouldn't like it as much.
It's so funny because they're less fake. It's so funny.
Well, hold on. Sorry if you can hear me like
drinking.
I got a Stanley cup, so I've been drinking a crazy amount of water.
Hold on.
But there was a night recently where I couldn't sleep, so I just like got out of bed and I literally like pulled an all-nighter and like it's just because I couldn't sleep. And I was about to get my period and I still had cheese sticks from Trader Joe's in my freezer.
Where are you going with this?
And it was like 1 a.m. and so I came and I was like, what can I watch? And so I saw that it was like the Kardashians and I hadn't watched any of their latest seasons. So I was like, okay, I'll just put on the Kardashians. Maybe it'll like help me fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I got so into it. And then it's like 3 a.m. at this point. So I was like, I'm getting my period. I'm hungry. Like,
so you made cheese sticks?
So I put the cheese sticks in the oven and I had it at like 3 a.m.
Yum.
While I was watching the Kardashians and it was like, honestly, I was so happy.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
How to pick yourself back up after a bad week. Just like have a day for yourself where you do at least one thing completely, not completely alone. For me, it would be like completely alone and like just in my, like by myself, because that's what makes me feel better. But I always like spoil myself to like one thing. So like I'll like book myself either like a deep tissue massage, or I'll make a nail appointment, or like go get a facial, or like I'll just deep clean my condo, do laundry, put on like a podcast.
Yeah.
And just like get some like chores done around my condo. That always helps me.
Yeah.
If I have a bad week.
I was going to say, same for me, is like clearing out my space, because it helps to feel like I'm clearing out my brain.
Yeah.
So like cleaning, like doing a deep clean, just taking a nice long shower, pampering myself.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the opposite of Kyla. Like I don't like to be alone. So I would want to do something with either friends, family, or like my husband and my son. Sometimes I just go on a date with my son, and like, yeah, it helps me feel better just because, yeah, he's so cute.
I mean, I'm sure the day I have kids or a kid, I would like want to spend it. Actually, maybe not.
You're like, actually go away. That's, I feel like most parents are like, I need a date to myself, which I totally get that. But I'm such like a people person, and I really thrive off of energy. And I don't know if that makes me like an empath, but if I'm around someone that has like very negative energy and is like very pessimistic and like complaining or whatever, it like literally makes my mood feel like absolute garbage.
Yeah.
And if so, if I'm around that a lot, I'm like, oh, I just need to be around someone that's like happy and like lovable.
Yeah.
And
yeah, whatever. I get that. Thoughts on porn and partners looking at it?
I like don't give a shit about it. I don't know why. I really could not care less about porn. Same. I was literally talking about this with my friend the other day. She's like, I don't know, I watch porn, I don't care. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I have a good sex life, whatever. People watch porn.
I don't
care
either. I don't think it's a big deal, and it's not cheating.
It doesn't affect my love life or my sex life. So
actually, it like could be helpful. Like, let's say you're in a relationship with someone that you're like long distance or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you rather your partner be able to like watch porn than like have to like,
yeah, you know? I don't know, I just really don't care.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. How to keep friendships as an adult.
This is fucking hard. And the person that wrote that said, like, in brackets, especially in your 30s, I'm having a really hard time.
I feel like you need to just like be around people that you're like at the same point in life with.
100%.
And like, it's not to say that like if you're at like a different stage of life than one of your friends, then like you should just drop them. But I think that it's really important to find a person or like a few people who are in the same stage of life as you. Mm-hmm. So that like you get that fix as well, and like you could relate.
Yep.
Because the most important thing is like being able to like relate to people.
Yeah.
So I think that's like key, honestly.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because even for me, like, I have friends that I've maintained throughout, like, let's say my 20s, and yeah, maybe now some of them are in the same stage as me and some of them are not, and I don't see the other ones as often, but we still,
yeah,
do talk and like remain friends.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like making new friends, because my son has friends that have parents, and like,
yeah,
it's actually really nice to be close to people that are literally in the same phase as me, because, yeah, our kids are the same age.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so nice. Like, I have this community of people that I live like next to, and it feels like I'm in the show Friends. So I think what Kyla said is like so accurate. If you're feeling like, and I think that's another question, we can get into that after this, but like the pressures will feel like more pressure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's combine the next question with this, okay, which is how to handle social pressures that come with age. So like marriage, kids, career, etc.
Yeah, so like if you have friends that are all getting married and all having kids and you're the only one, you're going to feel that pressure way more.
Yeah.
Because everyone around you is doing it. Whereas if you, well, let's say you have friends that are single also like you or like with you, you're not going to feel that as much. Like think about Sex and the City. I think season one, she's 33.
Yeah.
And they're all single, having sex in the city,
yeah,
throughout all the seasons, which is what, six, yeah, seasons? So she's almost 40,
yeah,
by the time it's done.
Yeah. And exactly what you said. And like, you just, I think that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Is find people that are in the same stage of life as you and that you have the same like values with, like sense of humor, like, but those things are like, that's just common sense, I guess. Yeah. Like if you met someone that's like just a shitty yeah. person. Then
but also realize that like these social pressures, like it shouldn't be that way. Everyone no. is on their own timeline. And like, I know it's so much easier to say that to other people. And like when you're in it, you're like, fuck, I feel like I'm falling behind. But like realistically, most people nowadays, they're getting married later. They're having kids later. A lot of people just want to like figure their own life out first.
I know, and two, it's so women okay. that had their first child. One was 39 and the other one was 40.
Yeah. Like it's not like it's impossible to have kids in your late 30s.
Yeah.
So like don't.
And to be honest, I'm one of those people where I really, really don't see myself having kids anytime soon. And I'm 30. Like I'm still in such a selfish part of my life where I want to still put myself first. I want to leave the country anytime I want to leave the country. Mm-hmm. I want to spend my money the way I want to spend it. I want to work on things that I'm passionate about. I want to work towards owning my own business one day. And like all of these things, it's not that you can't do it when you are married with kids, but I just don't see myself
it's
doing
way
it.
Easier.
I just don't see myself doing it when I do have kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like not at that point in my life. And it's not to say that like, let's say I meet someone tomorrow and like I fall in love with him and like we end up dating and then getting married and whatever. Like I'm obviously still open to that, but I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be one of those women that's going to have kids in like my later 30s, if that, because when I think of it, I'm like, do I really want kids? And like the only reason why I would want children is like the fear of not knowing what it feels like to like love a child, like fear of missing out of that feeling. And I feel like that's the only reason why I would want a kid. It's not because I'm like, I don't feel like I was born to be a mom. I don't know.
Well, did you know that mom felt that way before she had us?
Yeah.
And, well, actually before she met dad.
And I also feel like, so that's on one end, I feel that way. But then on the other hand, I also feel like when I am a mom eventually, I would be like obsessed with my kids.
You would be such a good mom, Kyla.
I know.
Like, I already know you'd be
such
like, a good mom.
And like, I know
mom.
That sounds cocky, but like, I know I would be.
No, you'd be such a good mom. And just know that like, you don't need to get pregnant in your early 30s. Like, it's so crazy. I have so many single friends that are like not anywhere close to having a kid.
Yeah.
But, and they know they want to. And I'm 33.
Yeah.
So like,
it's really just like it's society and like people just for some reason, like it happens to all of us where it gets the best of us and like we compare ourselves and then we feel pressure and we feel like we need to do things. But words of the wise, I'm just kidding. Listen to whatever day. And if you don't know now, you're never going to know.
You're never going to know.
I'm just kidding. No, but what was I going to say?
I don't know. And you're never going to know.
Oh, I know. I would rather be feeling lonely and single than with someone just because I
like settling.
Didn't want to be alone.
Yeah, I agree.
That is 20 million times worse.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing ever for me. And that's why people are like, why are you single? Why are you single? Like,
ew, people ask that
all the time. And like people will like automatically assume like, oh, there must be something wrong with you because like you're in your 30s, you've been single for so long and like you're a good looking girl, all this stuff. But in my head, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with like society and like you people, because so many people settle. And that's what no one is talking about out in the open, is like everyone wants to make it seem like they're in such a perfect relationship. And it's not to say that like there aren't people out there that are in very good, healthy relationships. But I'm sorry, like so many people that even I have met are not with the love of their life. They're in like a very toxic relationship, actually. I've met so many people and like, you know, the person I'm talking to, like the girl or even the guy, like is completely in denial about it.
Yeah.
And I know that deep down they're not happy. Like, they're literally just settling.
Oh, it's so sad when that happens. But, like, also, guys, like, keep in mind, I mean, I obviously don't know what people's beliefs are, but Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach started a podcast called Let's Be Honest, and she is a 36-year-old woman who is somewhat recently divorced with 3 kids and is now going through the dating game and talking about it.
Yeah.
And just know that, how do I say this without becoming seeming like insensitive? Whatever, I'm just going to say it. Like, it's not, you're not locked in forever when you're married. Like, okay, you should be. Like, when you're marrying someone, it should be, like, for the rest of your life. But just know that it's not, like, you can always choose yourself.
Yeah.
And I know it's harder when there's kids in the picture and stuff, but sometimes when you're in a toxic environment, you feel literally trapped. And sometimes it's worse to stay.
Yeah.
Than it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
That's just my belief.
I agree with you.
Should we do the last one?
Let's do the last one. If you could live anywhere and all your fam and friends lived there too, where would you live?
Ooh. Like, live permanently, because it's hard, right? Because then you have to think about the economy.
I know.
Because right now I'm like, oh, Italy.
I know.
And like, same. Tuscany. But I'm like, actually, would I want to live there?
I know. Like, it's like, Italy's a place that I would want to have a summer home.
Yeah, exactly. I actually really like where we live. I would rather just change the weather. And there's a lot of things I would change about this country.
No place is perfect.
No, but it just, like, it's, I guess anywhere you go is just going to be like, there's going to be something.
I would maybe live.
I live in like Sweden.
Bro, their winters, like, you're talking about weather. Sweden's 10 times worse. It's really bad.
Yeah, but then you're already in Europe, so you can like go to Italy and it's not that expensive. Or you can go to like the south of France. You can go to Greece. In the winter.
I wouldn't want to live in Sweden. Like, their government and the economy is amazing. And, like, their summers are amazing. And, like, the people are good looking. And they're so friendly. Like, there's so many good things. But just because of their winters, like.
Yeah, but then what if you go to Greece? I spoke to a guy
that lived in, that is from Sweden for, like, years. And.
Yeah, but what if you could just go to Greece for the winter?
Not everyone can do that, though.
Yeah, but what if that was an option?
It's not. Like, let's okay. say that, like, you know, you just have, like, this is just your life.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. If it was just, ugh, it's so hard when you don't have sunlight a lot in your day and it's freezing cold, it's actually one of the worst things.
I would live maybe in, like, Boston.
Yeah, more down south, but that's not too far. But then it's yeah. like, would I really want to live in America? You know what I mean? No offense to you guys.
Yeah,
this is a hard question,
but that there's something everywhere you go. Like, I was thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I loved New Zealand was awesome, but like, there's no like crazy big cities, and like, I like to have balance where it's like right. city and suburbs,
or like Australia nature.
The fucking insects.
Yeah, I know.
And sharks.
You know what's so funny? I saw this person that was talking about like people in Australia are fucking crazy, like I would never live there, I'm terrified, whatever, and like the top comment was like, why is everyone scared of Australia? Y'all got bears. Like, you guys have bears and shit.
Yeah, but no, not in our homes.
I know, the spiders. Look, when I was in Sydney, I didn't see one spider.
And there's a fucking like tarantula in your toilet.
Absolutely not.
Or like, but like, just, I know that it doesn't happen like all the time in Australia. But the fact that I know that there is a possibility,
yeah, like snakes.
I don't even want to visit Australia. I was just on a run before and I was like, oh, I thought it was like maybe like a branch or something that was on the ground. And as I got closer, it was a fucking garden snake.
Oh, they're so cute.
It was dead.
Snakes. Oh.
But Alex, when I tell you, my heart stopped.
Are you scared of snakes?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know like that. Snakes. Snakes and spiders and sharks and alligators and crocodiles. And centipedes and oh, earwigs. I just don't like anything of that sort.
Yeah.
Also, kangaroos are vicious.
Oh, the ones
they'll
I saw.
They'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Did you see that like TikTok from a few years ago of that guy that just punches the kangaroo in the face because it was like grabbing its dog?
Yeah.
And he runs over and just punches it in the face.
Yeah. Oh, that would be me protecting my dog, though.
And the kangaroo just like looks like, what the fuck just happened? Because it looked like it was gonna beat him up.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are strong.
No, they if they go back on their tail and they kick you, you're dead.
Oh yeah, but so you would die if a horse did that to you, like kicked you from behind.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that, like, wild animals, like, there's a reason why they're wild animals. You're not supposed to, like...
I mean, a dog could kill you, like, your own pet.
Yeah, that's true. It. Yeah, we can just really get deep with that.
Okay, so where would we want to live? I think my final answer would be...
probably Midwest. But, like, more south. I don't know. No, like, New Hampshire. There's, like, no taxes there, I feel like. Really? I could be so fucking wrong and sound like such an idiot. That's just what someone told me. There's like no sales tax.
Maybe I would live in Pittsburgh.
Well, it's a good place. My friend lives in Pittsburgh.
I don't know much about Pittsburgh.
Watch everyone being like, oh my God, why would you live there? I'm from there. It's awful. There's going to be a place for everything. No, guys, I don't know how to answer this question.
Me neither.
It's too hard.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. The one thing I would just want to change is like the weather in Montreal.
Yeah. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're gonna be filming the next one, so stay tuned for that and like keep an eye out on YouTube for that. We're not filming all the episodes anymore just because it's easier to just record them, especially with how busy we are. But for like fun episodes, we're gonna be filming them or when we have guests on. And we hope you enjoy your long weekend if you're from Canada and are celebrating Thanksgiving. We love you guys. And if you are feeling generous and want to rate us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it really helps us out a lot. And you can subscribe to our podcast as well, so you're always notified when we have new episodes. And I don't always have to share it on social media because people are like, when is the podcast coming back? I'm like, girl, it's back. But we love you guys, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.